Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe. All glories by your mercy. You opened my vision. I was running for this. One person say, I never run for this. And I renounce this. And the work I do like that. I collect money. And I renounce my everything. I say, so why you collect money? This is the just reverse we do. No. Just say, they are grief, I'm glorifying to you. Oh, my senses, I glorify to you. Oh, wealth, you create me lust in my life. Because of I become lusty to earn money, I become lusty for the sex, I am lusty to renounce this now. And I want to change my lust in for you, my dear son. I learned from this, so I glorify to them. If they are not teaching me lust, how I can give for you?
Without them, no learning.
No, I never learn in my life. If I don't have it, this experience in my life, how I will know what is the lust, what is the enjoyment? They all help me for this. I glorify to you. And now this lust attachment from your lotus feet makes me to renounce this. That attachment with the dharma, artha, kama detached from many things to me. And now this attachment will detach, I am detached with these things. It's the same. Same process go on and on.
You just observe.
Only observe and glorify what is happening, all your mercy. Nothing is ambient at all. Observe, observing the thing inside me is very difficult. Our nature to observe others. And that is only material body. Hey, observe, that is, come. Observe. Observation is this observation. This is the real observation. That I watching myself is what is happening. What is happening? What is happening? That I am observing. Right or not?
How I change, right?
What is change coming in my life? That to observe. What was lusty desire of me is changing in the service of Swami. How this happened? Oh, I am glorifying. You teach me one thing. How to intensely lusty for that. That lusty desire I using here, I learned from you, so I am glorifying to you. Yeah. The vision will change, my dear. This is the way of a spiritual life. This is the way of our realizations. No? To condemn mother and to show them, oh, you are very useless, is nothing, no way. Now is not, I don't know when is working, it never works. In Gaudiya Siddhanta never work, it's a new introduction. It's only inspiring. This is the nature of Gurudev, inspired me. At that moment I was not qualified. He said, you do. And I inspired to other. They know I have no qualification. I say, you do, it will be do. You can do. And they start doing. And then they learn, oh, it's a mercy is happening to me. Without no qualification, it's happening from me. Right or not? This is the mercy to realize. And that is watching. When I start watching myself by glorifying everyone. Also,
why should we vainly speak about them? Why should we speak bad about them? Let my exclusive devotion for the Supreme Lord ornament my head. Only this.
Yes, why to talk about? Why to use my mind to talk about that subject? This is my ornament, so why not I will talk about ornaments? What is in my head, I will talk that. That is not in my head. Well, how I can talk this? It's not possible to talk this because it's not in my head. What we talk, what is my head? So you can understand somebody is talking. They are fearful for this, their head is fixed with this. Only this is in their head.
Nothing else can please my mind.
And it's not pleasing to mind, and nothing, this is not in my head. Why I will bring some foreign thing in my head to talk about bad? I will not be interested in that.
Because this is pleasing your mind.
Yeah. To talk about bad pleasing to my mind. Thinking negative is pleasing to mind. It will never happen is pleasing to my mind. If you do this, you will be a sinner. This is pleasing to my head. Mind is not in my head, I'm not pleasing to me.
Nothing else can please my mind but the nectar rasa of the maid servanthood of some most amazing adolescent. boys and girls from the outskirts of Vrindavan.
Mm.
Only this can please my mind.
Wow. Again.
Nothing else can please my mind but the nectar rasa of the maidservanthood of some most amazing Jew of adolescent girls from the outskirts of Vrindavan. Commentary. In Sarika Vej, Shripad shows his one-pointed loyalty to Sri Radha's maid service.
Yeah. What is Rupa Anuga? All Gaudiya say, we are Rupa Anuga. What is the meaning of Rupa Anuga? Rupa means Rupa Manjari, Swami. Anuga means to follow. How I can follow? By telling Rupa Anuga. How I can follow Rupa Anuga?
Also inside,
huh? Rupa Anuga, if I want to follow, take the example to Narayan Maharaj. How I can follow that? If I want to follow Narayan Maharaj, then I have to follow his disciple. To learn how they are following. And when you will meet with disciple, you will know how his guru is. What I want to follow. Only by meeting with the disciple, you will know A to Z about your guru. Because this nature of guru will immediately come to the disciple. It's not that, it will flush. It's vibrate inside this. If that is a connection, if there is no connection, then it will never vibrate. But is a connected person, full faith, it will vibrate inside. And this vibration you can realize from the disciples. So we want Rupa Anuga, then I have to follow his disciple of Rupa Goswami, and that is Raghunath Das Goswami. That makes you be, he will make you Rupa Anuga, 100%. If you read the book of Raghunath Das Goswami, you will be a 100% Rupa Anuga. No any percentage will be missing in our life. So whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is every slok ending and starting Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Moras. There are other Goswami, but the mention is two Goswamis there. Rupa Raghunath. And who has not understand this? They talk about many Goswamis, they follow many Goswamis. But if you understand the writer, Krishna Das, Kaviraj, right? What he is telling, Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Moras, means if you have this desire in life, then you will understand very crystal clear Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is 100%. What Manjari can say, they are Manjaris. they will only say about his Swamini Radhika. They are not Krishna's manjaris. They are Radhika's manjaris. When you will follow this, then you will not see Chaitanya as a Krishna. Then you will not follow Rupa Raghunath. You will see Chaitanya as a Radhika. And the friends, associate of Chaitanya is like a gopis. And all who is cleaning the Gundicha temple, they are manjaris. And Radhika is with gopis and manjaris both, all the time she is there. This is the basic teaching of Krishnadas Kaviraj. How you want to follow? If you are not following, takes time to understand. If you follow, it will be first time you will understand everything.
And he always was inspired by Ananda Manjari to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ananda Manjari
was... What was Ananda Manjari? Is also Radhika. Anang Manjari is Radhika's, where she cannot go because of her health or anything. Anang Manjari is there. Anang Manjari is there means Radhika is there. So they cannot go out of the Radhika to talk about Krishna, then they are not manjaris. What is the quality of manjari? They are one-pointed, asthayi bhava in Radha Dasya. They are adhik sneha. They are only fixed with Radhika. They have no interest like a sakhis, like a friend of Radhika, to meet alone Krishna, even in the dream. They are manjaris. They never think for Krishna. And they think for Krishna, they are sakhis. They are samsneha. They have no sthayi bhava. Sometime here, sometime there. What you say? Ping pong. Asthayi bhava means one-pointed. Radha Dakya.
Sarat Vesh, Srimad shows.
Now you see, our two Vesha are there. One is a Sadak Vesha. Sadak Vesha, what we are telling, my material body and senses. This is my universe. This is my world to leave my Sarup. My spiritual body has to live inside this. Then my spiritual body, Sarup, can practice more. If this Sadak Vesha will finish, what I learn, I will go with that consciousness. So this Sadak Vesha is a very lucky days in my life. To be in this lucky days is not unfortunate. This is the fortune that I have a Sadak Vesha to develop my sadhana for my Sarup. More intense, more deep in my Sarup. this sadhak vesha for this?
Sarakavesh, Shripad shows his one-pointed loyalty to Sri Radha's maid service.
You see, come here. In Sadakvesh also we have to show loyalty only for Radha. Siddhavesh will never come if you not practice in Sadakvesh.
This is symptom.
Symptom.
If one continence is inside, then it spread all over. You cannot hide anymore.
No. Sadhakveya, Naran Maharaj book. Seva sadhak rupena. Seva sadhak. So sadhakveya is doing seva for my Swamini only. And Siddha Rupena Chhatrahi, it become like an umbrella. When the Siddha Rupa practice will start, it will become, my Siddha and Sadhaka ways will become like a living in the same umbrella. This is no difference in Siddha Rup practice and Sadhak Rup practice. When my Sadhak Vesh will be always start meditating in Radhika's service. One point. Who is Guru? They are the kinkari of Radhika, dasi of Radhika. You will see some or some sneha. Radha and Krishna, Krishna and Radha. They are some sneha. Their bhav still is not asthayi. Not established. And if I am asthayi bhav, I will not listen about to become again ping pong. Why? I want to keep my asthayi, means one place this bhav, not this side and that side. One side, one time Krishna, one side Rana. Asthayi means one place. So, it's not my subject to listen. If some is in ping pong, and one is a visam snare, he's only talk about Krishna. Also is not my business. He talk about Krishna because he see Narayan. He see the God. And I have no business with the God. What I will do with the God? He's a Vaikuntha Narayan. He will talk about Vaikuntha Narayan. Maybe he will improve, then he will talk about Dwarika Narayan. And he will say name Krishna. Maybe if he more improve, he will talk about Kurukshetra. He's also not my subject to this. But it's my business to know about Kurukshetra. We are the kinkari of Radhika. We want to listen Radha's Krishna about. And if he is God or not God, what is the business with that? I have no interest. I want only Radha's Krishna. Like a cowboy, like a cheater, like a black guy, naughty boy. Sometimes behave like a devotee. That Krishna life. Manjari's, the female is interested to see that, who is little devotee's guy, to create jealousness. Sometimes love and sometimes jealous, all things will come. I was jealous when he is living to Radhika and going to meet Chandra. But what is the use of Chandravali Kunja when I am in the Radhika's Kunja? Why I will know the details of Chandravali Kunja? What is my business with that? No. I know they are. All gopis are like this. All the friends of Radhika, they only get the chance. They want to meet alone with Krishna. We are not a friend of Radhika. Radhika's friend can do this. Why? Because they think that I'm the friend, I can behave like Radhika also. But we are not a friend even. One time she said to become friend, but I say no. I'm very thankful for your friendship, but I don't need that. She said, why? She said, I'm very happy to be your servant, to serve you only. And no one to desire anything to become friend that you do, that my friend is doing, then I can do that. I have no desire. I want to be with you and I want to serve to you. This is the meaning of Manjari. That is meaning of Manjari. And the Kinkari, Manjari has to know what to do. Kinkari don't need to know. She do the same. What you like. She knows the before what you like, you will like or not. So you have to select. If you want to become Krishna, Radhika's friend, then very good. You will be more close to be Krishna. Sakhi, you will become Sakhi. Some are the desire, some are working for that. Anyway, we are practicing to Radhika to reach Krishna. Becoming Sakhi is more better. That details us too. Then you decide what you want to be. And when you have only in your head Radhika and her love and other things, how you can hate to anyone? How is it possible for me? The vision is changed because she is in my head, everything changed. What to do? There is no other place to keep. Yes?
And this one-pointed loyalty to Sri Radha's maid service, Sripad considered this as his supreme goal of life.
Wow. Supreme goal of life. Loyalty makes you to supreme. Loyalty is the same word of Sarnagati, Ashra, full self, no doubts in that self. Why we are doing, practicing with spiritual master? To be, that practice will make me to learn that. Why the karma makes me lusty? This is the creation of Krishna, that you understand the meaning of lust, understand that. How you will use this lust if you don't know? How you will know this lusty desire is so nice? Experience make you perfect to go further. But if she is in my head, it goes to him. If other thing is in my head, it goes there. So Radhika Swamini is in head. I glorify everything. Oh my God! I learned this lust from this way. I learned from this way. I glorify you. You teach me about that. And now she is in my head before you was in my head. I'm using all my things to offer her. No?
So first of all, he says, all glories to the four pursuits of human life, namely religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation.
You see?
Why should we vainly speak about them?
Huh? Why?
Why should we speak bad about them?
Why?
Purusharta means the desired goal, artha, of the Purush, the living entity. In this world, we find different people with different likings.
Different people in different head.
Yes.
Liking is in your head.
Yeah.
What is in your head, you like it.
Therefore, it is natural that there are innumerable different desires in the living entities.
Wow! You see? And what is the work of Vaishnava? To clean the subject, clean the covering with your love. Nothing, nobody can change my philosophy. Give so much love, that in her, love becomes important, and all this that you can wear is easy to clean it. No other way for cleaning. You believe this? No way. This is a very tough job of a spiritual master. You have to sacrifice, you have to become zero to bring to the Swami. Everything you have to use in service. Not easy. How this will come in your head? This become priority in your life. It's not that you can catch it and throw it and put it. It should come naturally. That is the only faith. And this is the only work for the Vaishnava. Not a only Guru has this job. All Vaishnava has to feel like that. Like you said that he is a Guru and I am a family member, why to do this? Your job is more important than his job. Because he has to create, but God gifted, you get the family. Your job is more important. If your head is working different way and her head is working, it should be in tuning, so it should realize to her also. This is the job. Your mother, he has to something to realize. They will escape more faster than others. But my slow efforts, and for that has to go on. Children's very difficult to work hard and softly, not showing externally many things, but you have to work on with that. Good, very difficult task. And they will deny, but disciples will not deny. And then you have to bring in the right way. They will believe on you, your disciples, but your son will not listen to you. Not believe on. They believe on your money and your flats. Different. But our job as a Vaishnava always to do in that way. Like some Vaishnava come, you cook and give food or not, you never give difference with many things. But you give all comforts to them, similarly you have to create all comforts at their standard, and then you have to softly bring to the Guru. So every Vaishnava is Guru also, if he is real Vaishnava.
What is the qualification of a real Vaishnava?
This service only. Mood of service is the real quality. Non-stop mood of service. non-stop mode of serving is the work of yoga. Who is not real Vaishnava, they no calculate service. They see the work and they become tired with that. This is the difference between real Vaishnava and Vaishnava. And the real Vaishnava, Vaishnava can work more smooth than not Vaishnava. More, very hard to work. But you have to move on in this way. I was one day not Vaishnava, but the association of Vaishnava make me Vaishnava. Vaishnava association bring to Gurudev. So this is the way. Vaishnava is the real friend. To generate our brother and sister is the best job. Best job.
According to the revealed scriptures and the saints, all these different desires can be strung together on one thread, and that is...
Strung together in one thread. I get it.
According to the revealed scriptures and the saints, all these different desires can be strung together like a garland on one thread, and that is happiness.
Yes.
It is like the hidden desire behind all this.
That all has to come in the one, like a flower making the garments. You cannot say, I throw this. Make it in one thread, in God. Making garnet, all will become beautiful. It will become design. No?
Let me be happy and not be unhappy. This is the meaning of happiness. For the survivability, the great philosophers have divided all these desires in four: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha.
What? Philosopher. Not philosophy. There is difference between philosopher and the sage. Who has the capacity to talk in Pancham Purushat? Four philosophy. Philosopher is talking, and the fifth Purushad, Rasik, is taught.
The living entities that are deluded by Maya consider sense gratification to be their natural happiness. Some people don't make any distinction between the different kinds of gross sensual enjoyment. nor do they care about laws, rules, morality, and social consideration. This is all because they only want to gratify their senses, pacify their senses. They are simply engaged in bestial sense gratification. Their Purusharta is called calm, lust. Others have some consideration for rules and proper conduct in their quest for sense gratification. Some have a little moral.
Yes, and they make some rule of that to do.
Those who consider morality and society while gratifying their senses need money, and their Purusharta is called Artha, economic development. Again, others desire not only happiness in their lives, but also their next birth, preferable on the heavenly planets.
We want to go a little higher.
They invest in these by means of offering charity, being compassionate, performing sacrifices, and following the rules of the caste system. Others again give up their desires for temporary happiness and strive for liberation by treating the path of jnana, or knowledge and wisdom. Their Purusharta is called moksha, or liberation. Sri Rupa Goswami teaches, as long as not a whiff, just a small part of love, which is like a perfect herb of control, which is like a perfect herb to control Sri Krishna, has traveled on the road to the heart, one may become very astonished and happy from the attainment of mystic perfection, the religion of truth, samadhi, or absorption in the bliss of the undifferentiated Brahman. As long as one has not a little spark of love in his heart. Then he strives for artha kama, artha moksha. But when love of God has even slightly appeared in the heart,
the love of God,
when love of God has even slightly appeared in the heart, the four human pursuits become as insignificant as blades of grass. As far as exclusive devotion for the Supreme Lord is considered, this refers to reverential, regulated worship of God. Reverential feelings toward a majestic Godhead.
You see, majestic.
One more step, but not last.
I have only 10 minutes to give you. I give you. and after that I have to work.
Reverential feelings towards a majestic God decreases the feelings of deep, intimate love. Decreases. Making love. Intimate feelings.
Can you repeat this?
Reverential feelings towards a majestic Godhead decreases the feelings of deep, intimate love. It's like a burden.
Huh? Because you say that you see your daughter only for 15 minutes, 10 minutes and sit and take care. After that you have to go to office to work. It will be a burden for her to only think for her daughter 15 minutes. She wants to be 24 hours. In dream also she wants to think, and if she is cooking also she wants to think. It's a love. We decrease our love with rule and regulation and what you say, regulative principle. Decrease. Decrease. Love has no time. No season for love, no reason for love. No beginning of love, no ends of love.
It's like trading.
Trading. And love has no business with trading. You have to take any trading, sankalpa, decide to do. This is not a meaning of life.
So therefore, Sripad says, let it remain on my head. According to Sri Baladev Vyabhushan, there are two kinds of devotion, Svanishta and Ekanti. Svanishta Svareshu Rupeshu Sama Pritaya. The Svanishta devotees love all the forms of God equally.
He's in childhood he loves, he is in cow, he loves. If he is Radhika, he loves. He is in Yashoda Maya, he loves. He is in Dwarka, he loves. He is in Kurukshetra, he loves because Krishna is there. He is in Narayan, he loves. All form, God form, he loves. Narsingha, he loves.
But the Ekanti devotees have a preference and an attachment for one particular form of God.
Yeah, Ekanti.
and they are better than the ordinary Svanishta devotees. The best of all the Ekanti devotees are the devotees of Krishna in Braj.
Means Krishna out of Braj, he has no relation with that Krishna. And more Ekanti means only Radha's Krishna. Kunjeshwari Kunjeshwara. This is more Ekanti. Motherly love, Mother Yashoda and Krishna. You know? Sakya Rasa, Sudam, Sridam and Krishna. There are many friends of Krishna. No, Sridam, Sudam, I like this. Sometime I listen Gopakumara Katha, many are telling. I said, what is my business with Gopakumara? What you say to me? I listen, but I say, what? Is out of my
capacity.
I don't need information now. I think Gopakumara, first thing Gopakumara, he's a friend of Krishna, not Radhika. Second thing, he is traveling out of Vrindavan. What is my business with that? Whole universe he travels. What is my business who want to travel? Tourist. Are he is traveling for the tourist, that where you exist. Who is very basically start his life. All they give the story of Gopakumara. I say, wow. Now your stage is Gopakumara. No Ekanti. Ping pong. Money, very difficult. Without Ekanti, without Asthayi, very difficult. In spiritual life is very in preparatory class.
You already had much, so I'm also jump. But the hearts of Sri Radha's devotees cannot even be taken away by Govinda.
Even Govinda cannot take away. With the attraction of whole universe, he want to take you out for himself. He cannot do that. But what others? Who has a whole universe to attract? He cannot attract us. The increase of Radhika, Manjari's of Radhika. So whole universe cannot dream to attract money, kama, artha, kama, moksha, nothing can attract. Krishna cannot attract, my dear. Radhika's. Thus he has this specialness. No attraction is there.
So Srimad Raghunath Das Goswami said, if you, addressing Radhika, are not merciful to me, then what is the use of my life? then what is the use of my love, life, of Braj, and even of Krishna to me? Not even this has any meaning. Raghunath Goswami prays, if you, Radhika, are not merciful to me, then what is the use of my life, of Braj, and even of Krishna? No use for this. If Radhika is not merciful. Thus, Sri Radha's devotees are the crown jewel of a Kanti devotees.
If not.
The crown jewel.
You can see in Radhika and devotee, they are ekant. They need, very happy also, ekanti means alone. Fixed one point and they like to live small and alone. Nothing more. Requirement is that.
Sripad Prabodhananda says, I will offer my obeisances onto reverential devotion to the limitless, opulent Supreme Lord. But my mind does not like anything else but the most delicious nectarian maid service of Sri Radha, the very jewel of Braj.
Yeah. I give reverence to this ritual.
Right.
You understand why he stopped traveling? That's the point. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.